Tony's bar still gave me the horrors. One day it was raining very hard, and I was on my way to Tony's about a half hour late. Ray, the young Italian hipster, stuck his head out of the door of a restaurant and called me over. It was a lunch counter with booths along one wall. We sat down at a booth, and I ordered tea. "There's an agent outside in a white trench coat," Ray told me. "He followed me over here from Tony's, and I'm afraid to go out." I drank my cup of tea, thanked him for the information, and left ahead of him. I had this stuff in a package of cigarettes and was ready to throw it in the water-filled gutter. Sure enough, there was a burly young man in a white trench coat standing in a doorway. When he saw me, he started sauntering up the street ahead of me. Then he turned a corner, waiting for me to walk past so he could fall in behind. I turned and ran back in the opposite direction. When I reached 6th Avenue, he was about 50 feet behind me. I vaulted the subway turnstile and shoved the cigarette package into the space at the side of a gum machine. I ran down one level and got a train up to the square. After that, things got worse and worse. One day, the hotel clerk stopped me in the lobby. "I don't know how to say this," he said, "but there's something wrong about the people who come up to your room. I used to be in illegitimate business myself years ago. I just wanted to warn you to be careful and tell these people to watch what they say." I could feel the perils moving steadily closer. It was a question of time. I did not trust any of the village customers, and I was convinced that at least one of them was a rank stool pigeon. Dewey was my number one suspect, with Nick running a very close second. Narcotics agents operate largely with the aid of informers. The usual routine is to grab someone with junk on him and let him stew in jail until he is good and sick. Then comes the spiel. "We can get you 5 years for possession. On the other hand, you can walk out of here right now. The decision is up to you. If you work with us, we can give you a good deal. For one thing, you'll have plenty of junk and pocket money. That is, if you deliver. Take a few minutes to think it over." The agent takes out a few caps and puts them on the table. "This is like pouring a glass of ice water in front of a man dying of thirst. Why don't you pick them up? Now you're being sensible. The first man we want to get is..." "Some of them don't need to be pressured. Junk and pocket money is all they want, and they don't care how they get it. Sooner or later, the peddlers get wise to a pigeon, and the pigeon can't score. Where this happens, his usefulness to the agents is at an end, and they usually turn him in. Often, he ends up doing more time than anybody he sent up.